This is Mouse World Radio.
Radio 1!
Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Voice. It's Sunday, January 28th, 2007, and this is live show number 10 of Walt Disney World Today. I'm your host, Matt Hochberg of MGMStudios.org. On the live show today, we have Mike Scopa of MousePlanet.com. Welcome, Mike.
Scientists, explorers, and scholars spread their discoveries in books and essays. Poets, musicians, and artists, fueled by the passion of the age, created timeless works of beauty and majesty.
Too easy.
Spaceship Scopa. I mean, Earth.
Spaceship Earth. We need a Spaceship Earth to reference to begin our live show tonight.
Oh, a foreshadowing.
Because it's all part of the wondrous world of...
Spaceship Scopa.
Spaceship Scopa. Nice.
Also on the show is Len Testa, co-author of The Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World. Welcome, Len.
How's it going, Matt?
Outstanding.
Excellent.
And working the boards, as always, on a live show, it's Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Welcome, Mike.
I don't get paid enough for this.
As Mr. Voice told you, 407-278-5939, that's a number to call in and be on live. We'll hopefully be getting a call soon. We'll put that through, and we do have a call. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Zach Tuma.
Hi, Zach, where are you calling from?
Gainesville, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. What can we do for you tonight, Zach?
I was wondering if you knew how high up the spaceship first went. And F-pop ball.
That's an easy one, Zach. This is this is Mike Scopa. The geosphere, which is known as the golf ball or the ball, spaceship Earth, that's about 180 feet tall. But the track goes up only 163 feet. So there's a 17-foot gap between how far the ride goes to the top and the actual ceiling in the ball. So it's about a 17... It's 17 feet short of the top of the ball, so you're going up 163 feet.
Okay.
That's pretty high.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's pretty high.
That is high, yeah. It's about, yeah. And it's funny because the wand is 25. When they added the wand, that's 25 stories, but the actual Spaceship Earth is 18 stories.
Wow, that's still pretty big. Cool.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks for calling in, Zach.
Thanks, Zach.
Thanks, Zach.
Bye.
Take care,
bye,
Zach.
Have fun.
Zach's definitely our favorite redheaded listener.
Bye.
For sure.
Yeah, we ran into him at the Mouse Fest.
Yeah, Len, do you understand Scopa's intro now?
Yeah, I got it now.
We planned it ahead of time.
Got it.
You mean we had a script?
Wait, we planned something ahead of time? Hold on.
Get the smelling salts.
We have
we're like 210 episodes in, so, you know.
We have another live caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Lori. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hey, Lori. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I happen to be a friend of Mike Newell's that I haven't seen in over 10 years.
This is the Lori.
Sorry to hear that, Lori.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Be nice.
This is funny because the Mouse Fest he could attend are the Mouse Fest I couldn't attend.
Really?
And now that I go, she can't go.
That's
fun. I'm one of the people who attend regularly for the RADPE meets and such.
Yep.
And for the past couple of years, I couldn't attend, so I couldn't say hi to anybody.
Was it your parole officer wouldn't...
Yeah, right. No, I'm actually one of the co-hosts for the Spaceship Earth Roulette meet that was from the RADPE group. So if anyone had gone to that during Mouse Fest, that was one of my meets. So.
Awesome.
I just wanted to say hello because, well, I haven't talked to Mike in over 10 years. So.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I haven't talked to you for a long time. How about we talk on our live show?
Yeah, if you want, Lori, we can go away for a couple hours and you and Mike can do the show. Okay.
We actually physically met, you know, in person, a Prodigy meet that we had down at
What Disney Prodigy.
Yeah, that's right. We were part of the
Prodigy.
It was
Alexander Graham Bell who put us together. It was a Prodigy. Listen to you.
In fact, it was a birthday meet that we did about 10 years ago.
That's right. That's right.
Scope Azadia.
That's when I had teeth.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't it that? I remember them well.
Yeah. Me and George. And
George Washington.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a lot of fun.
Come on in, Lori.
Yeah, I just started listening to your podcast not that long ago, and I've been enjoying them very much.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Lori. So. See you on the boards.
All right, you take care.
Take care.
Thanks for calling, Lori.
Thanks, Lori.
I mean, I've been talking to her in chat, you know, for God knows how long.
That's the most amount that Newell's ever said on a live show.
Well, I'm usually busy, but
after breaking night. She's Spaceship Earth calls already.
She's an old friend. I have to say hi. You
know? Yeah, two Spaceship calls Earth. Wow.
Yeah. This is Spaceship Earth night.
407-278-5939. And I see we're trying to get a call through. It says connecting.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Frank from Chicago.
Hey, Frank,
New
how are
York,
you?
Buffalo.
How's it going, Frank?
Good. First of all, I tell you guys I love your show. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
And I'm okay with it now, listening to it on my iPod. I'm okay with it.
Oh, excellent.
I just have a quick opinion. I just want your opinion real quick. Traveling to the world in June with my two kids and my wife, wondering if it would make sense. We're staying for 5 days. Wondering if it would make sense to add on the water parks, or if I should just stay away from it, seeing that I'm only going to be there for 5 days. Like, your thoughts on that?
Good question.
Scoping.
Well, Frank, I was going to ask how often, I mean, are you guys really into water activity a lot? Would you go to the water parks like every other day, or maybe, would you say you're going five times? Would you go to the water parks three times in those 5 days?
I would probably venture to say the fact that I'm only there for 5 days, I'd probably maybe get there once, maybe twice at most.
Yeah. So I mean, economically, the water parks and fun feature only makes sense if you're going to use it more than once.
Right.
I'm thinking, Frank, that you're going to be down there, and if you add on the water park thing, you're going to be thinking to yourself, oh, man, we got to go to the water park.
Right.
Like, it's always going to be like in the back of your head, you know, to like kind of get your money's worth. I'm not sure that it's prudent for this kind of a trip.
Right.
That's my thought.
Yeah.
I would agree.
All right.
Thanks, Frank.
Well, thank you very much, guys.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Have a nice trip.
I think water park options, Len, probably are best for longer trips, like at least a week, right?
Yeah, and it's the you have to use it more than once.
Right.
Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense.
We have another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Long Island, New York.
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna. Where are you from?
Anna.
I'm from Port Jeff Station, right across the pond from you, Matt.
Woo! I know exactly. You take the ferry over there.
I do. I use that ferry all the time. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. What can we do for you?
I have a couple questions, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. I booked at Scopa Towers from 11:30 to December 5th.
Okay.
I'm going down for the Christmas decorations. I've never been there before. Am I losing out on anything by going so early?
Absolutely not.
No, it'll be up. It'll be fine.
You're probably going down, Anna, at a very good time crowd-wise, too. You're probably there maybe a week after and a week before it will get crowded. You're going to be in a very small window of time where there's going to be sort of a lull in the crowds, and then the following week when MouseFest kicks into gear, you'll probably see, you know, an increase in the crowd. So I think you're picking a good time to go.
That's actually what I chose. I don't want to exclude MouseFest. I'd love to go there, but my family probably doesn't. And I have one more question, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
I'm using the Disney dining plan, and I'm not exactly clear on it. I'm going down mid-afternoon on one day, and I'm leaving mid-afternoon on my last day. How does the Disney dining plan work as far as, like, how many meals I'm going to get?
You get...
You follow me?
You get... This is what happens. You get... for every night you stay at the resort, you get one counter service meal, one snack, and one sit-down meal. So it doesn't matter when time you're leaving or coming. It's just how many nights you're staying there. So if you're leaving, you know, when you're leaving, it's, I mean, you'll have, even though it'll be a partial day, you'll still have likely, you know, that full day's worth of meals there. What a lot of people tend to do is just instead just try to, you know, they'll work in that extra meal that they might not be using on that last day on another day. You know, when you're, you need an extra snack or something like that, you break that in. I mean, you just got to, I think, plan a little bit ahead, and I think you'll be fine with it. But yeah, you'll get as many, you get, you know, your set of meals for the day, you know, your counter service, your snack, and your sit down for every night you're staying in a resort.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much for the information. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks for calling.
Good luck.
Have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
Go Islanders.
Go Islanders.
It's the only Long Island sports team there is.
Who watches hockey?
Yeah, well, good point, Len. Except for the Penguins, right, Len?
Nah, I don't even watch hockey.
Nah, okay. Lenny, cause you don't watch baseball either, do you?
Basketball. It's just football, really.
Hello? Wow.
Hi, hey. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Excellent.
Good, good. I got a couple questions for you. This is Steve in Leesburg, Georgia.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steven.
Have y'all heard any rumors or anything about offering the free dining again this August and September?
Always, Steve. It's always going to be on the back of everyone's mind because it was so successful the last 2 years.
Right.
I think last year it was a knee-jerk reaction on the part of Disney because they had heard we were going to get something like 2, maybe 3 million hurricanes last year. So so they thought, well, we better do whatever we can to bring the people down there. Now, I personally doubt that we'll see it this year because I think that the bookings are going to be healthy enough so that they won't have to use any type of carrot to draw people down. So despite the rumors, my personal belief is that I don't think it's going to happen. Len, you want to chime in?
I'll be the contrary indicator there. I'll say yeah, during hurricane season, they are going to need to draw some people in, and I would expect that during August and September, you'll see free dining.
Well, they did already offer free dining earlier this year, remember? Back in the holidays?
That's right.
Who, like, you know, booked like a year in advance, could have gotten it. But you had to be on property, and you had
but that's,
to...
But that's just a first attempt at it.
Yeah.
And can I ask one more question, please?
Sure.
Sure.
Using the PhotoPass, does that work on the ride photos also, or just on the photographers taking your picture?
Oh, good question.
They only... Well, I know they work for the photographers... you know, that take your picture in the park. The on-ride ones are being integrated in. I thought Test Track was integrated in already, and they were trying to maybe do another attraction. It's not anywhere fully integrated in yet, although that seems to be the rumor of what they're trying to do, as far as I know.
Okay, great. I've enjoyed the podcast very much. Thank you all.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm heading down to Steve's neck of the woods this weekend, as in a week from now.
You're staying at Steve's house?
Yeah, me and Steve.
Cool.
It's the Steven Matt Show.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hi, I'm
where are you from?
Calling from Plano, Texas. Easy.
Cool.
Woo-hoo. That's excitement.
We're thrilled.
Couple of, three things. Number one, a comment. Thank you so much for this show. I'm a recent... pod person, and I really look forward to your shows very, very much. Enjoy all the information. I've also purchased Lynn's book, and
thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, and also subscribe to the touring plans. Number one, did any of you actually get in the hot seat for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Play it.
Yes, I've been in there three times. I was in there.
You
three
did.
Times. Yes.
Did you hit the load or?
How did you perform there, man?
Yeah, I got up to 250 twice, and I got on 64 the third time.
Yeah, I got, this is the first, we're going to Disney World, my wife for the first time, and my kids and I for the umpteenth time here in March. It's going to be the first time without Millionaire, and I'm kind of a veteran. I actually won the cruise at the California Adventure Park.
Oh, did you really?
Nice.
They had a total of 47 winners out there, and I was 46th.
That's great.
So I was next to last. And then Funny thing is, we took the cruise, then stopped at Disney World afterward, and I was one question away from a second cruise.
Oh. Wow.
Oh.
And they said that nobody had ever, to their knowledge, nobody had won a cruise at each of the parks. But
oh,
I blew
so
it. But on the good side, if I'm on Jeopardy and they ask me what the state motto of Washington is, now I'll know. It's Alcott. So there.
I'm with you. It breaks my heart. It still bothers me when I think about it that it's closed.
Oh,
such a great attraction.
Yes, it was. And one other thing, we're going March the 6th to the 11th, and I'm going to follow Len's advice to the T as far as touring the parks and what have you.
Excellent.
Is a park hopper absolutely necessary?
No.
We're going to save $160 if we don't do it.
No, it's not. It's not necessary.
Okay.
Yeah, you're perfectly fine. The only way it would ever make sense is. If you really wanted some dining reservations and you could only get them at opposite days and opposite parks and you had to crisscross the parks, but it's not really necessary now.
Okay, I didn't think so. We're going to try to hit. The only problem is if you go to a park and that park is obscenely crowded, then you're kind of stuck with that park for the rest of the day.
Well, that's where the touring plans come in handy, and also arriving early.
Exactly, and I plan to do all that stuff. So
yeah, so they're on March 6th. I'll actually be there 3rd, 4th. I'll be there the 6th and 7th.
Oh, you will?
Yeah, definitely.
Me too.
And who's this? Mike Newell? I don't know the voices yet.
It's Len and Newell will both be there, and I think Hotchberg's there, the 3rd?
I'm there March 1st through 4th.
Yeah, I'm there 3rd through 7th, so.
Yeah, I'm there the 6th to the 12th.
Maybe we'll run into you. I'll send an email to WTW today, just, you know, maybe we can touch base, and I can just say hi in person, if that's okay.
I assure you.
Yeah, look for the fabulously suave-looking gentleman wearing the Walt Disney World Today t-shirts, and we'll probably be next to them. You're saying hi to them.
Okay. Well, won't there be thousands like that? Doesn't this show reach thousands?
Oh, yes. Good point. Good point. Oh, yeah. Well, there's the rub. Maybe phone numbers are the way to go then.
It reaches tens, and that's it.
We'll keep working at that. I'll spread the word.
Cool.
Thank you.
Oh, also, another thing while I got you on the phone.
Sure.
Yep.
Have you seen these pictures that Annie Leibovitz has taken, and I guess Disney's going to use them in promoting this Year of a Million Dreams.
Yeah,
I think Scarlett Johansson as Cinderella, I think, was the answer to Scope is Dreams, but...
Yeah, and the nightmare was Lyle Levitt as the Mad Hatter.
Yeah, Lyle Levitt.
Lyle Levitt was a...
Oliver Platt.
So here's the thing. They're doing the thing on Entertainment Tonight, and they're showing... the photography, and then they're showing Annie Leibovitz doing it. I don't know if you guys saw it, but they showed her, you know, with her hair kind of stringy and in profile without the camera. Uh-huh. I'm like, what the hell is Geddy Lee doing in this picture?
Hey, you know, last year at the Soho announcement, she was brought on stage. Jerry Rizzullo is mentioning his dream team, and they bring her up on stage. Now, this is a fancy thing. Everybody's dressed up, and she goes up there, and she's got combat boots on. It's like so every time I think of Annie Leibovitz, I think of the hair, and I think of the she's really tall, the hair, and I think of the combat boots, and I'm thinking, and she's taking these photos. Well,
I definitely like the photos, though. They came out well.
Yeah. Don't know I'm still trying to figure out why they're promoting how the photos actually play into all this. I mean, unless they're planning on selling them, or they're saying, hey, you spent $1 million and we'll put you in a photo.
It's for those classy people like Len that watch Entertainment Tonight. You know, they have to associate with the celebrities.
Na-na-na-na-na. David Beckham needed the money too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh yeah, God knows.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye. Rick. Bye. Take care.
See you, Rick.
Bye.
407-278-5939. We have another call.
Cool. They're coming in like crazy.
Hey, this is Patrick of patrickandlydia.com.
Hey, Patrick. How are you?
Doing good. My wife is headed to the phone, so she'll chime in here, too. We are longtime podcast listeners. Love the show. Love what all you guys do. We are longtime unofficial guide users.
Thank you.
And we're from Nashville, Tennessee. Go Titans.
Go Titans. The flaming thumbtacks. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. But we're having a year of the world this year. I've got several business trips. I actually emailed Mike a couple of Matt. I emailed Matt a couple of show ideas based on things that we're looking at. But we actually have some more questions.
Sure.
We just got our AP vouchers. We're going down at least 3, if not 4 or 5 times this year.
Wow.
And we're holding on to our little green passes and looking at them and thinking how wonderful they are. But we also are going to be going down first week of July and wanting to get hotel reservations in. Can we use our AP vouchers to book AP discounted rooms?
Yeah. You just all you have to do is just show your annual pass when you check in.
Okay, so the discount is not based on the reservation. They don't ask
for your number. They're not going to ask you for your number or anything. You just tell them that you have the rate, and that's fine. And then you
voucher
show it. Yeah, the voucher, exactly. And you present it when you check in. It's fine.
Okay. The rest of the question has to do with the time that we're going. We're going the first week of July on one of the trips. We're actually be there on July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
We actually won't be there at the same time on July 4th. I've got most of these trips that I'm going on, I have some kind of business that I'm doing. And so we're going to be down there, and Lydia's going to go to the park first, and then I'm going to meet her there.
Which
and
park?
Well, that's one good question.
Probably Epcot.
Yeah, smart move.
That's the one. Yeah. Yep.
In the evening, we've got tickets to Hootie-Doo at 7:30. And so we were wondering about a parking strategy. Do we need to go park at Epcot and just assume that we're never going to leave the world and hope for the best? Or do we need to try to park at at a hotel or even fool with the TTC? Should Lydia go park at the TTC first thing in the morning? Or what do you think the best strategy is?
Where are you guys staying at, Patrick?
We're staying off the world. We're staying at the former Sheraton World Resort, now the International Something Hotel.
I know what that is. Yeah.
So you're gonna I would park at Epcot when the time comes to go to Port Wilderness. I would take the bus. I'll take the bus back to Epcot. Stay there till like 1 o'clock in the morning, and then drive home.
So,
Wait.
Did I miss something?
Patrick, are you gonna? Where will you finish the night?
We'll finish the night at Hootie-Doo.
Oh,
So I would park at the TTC, take the monorail to Epcot.
Yeah, okay,
then when
sorry.
It's done, then I'd come back to the Magic Kingdom, take the boat from in front of the Magic Kingdom theme park, take the boat, the launch over to River Country, whatever, and then go to Hoop-Dee-Doo from there. Then when you come out of Hoop-Dee-Doo, take the boat back, and you're right there at the monorail. Take the monorail to the TTC, and you're there. That's what I would do.
Anybody else want to chime in?
I think Scopa's got the right idea.
That's what I would do.
I don't know, the guide guy versus Scopa. This is kind of a tough decision. Luckily, we can play
Scopa's
the options over and over.
I didn't know. I didn't know where you guys were. What you guys were doing. So yeah.
Yeah. We needed to clarify where you were going to end up that night.
What'd you say, Lydia?
Did no way to park at Fort Wilderness?
Well, you could.
You could. You'd probably need an excuse to get in there, like breakfast at Trail's End or something like that.
And as AP holders, we can park anywhere we want to, wherever we want,
right?
I don't know. They won't let you do that.
Stop anybody from going into – I mean, you can drive right into that parking lot. I mean, there's nobody there.
You say you
want to
see the resort. I want to spend money. Let me in.
Yeah, why would they stop anybody there?
There's a gate though. There's still a security gate you got to get through.
It's gone.
Okay, at the first exit or the first by the registration desk? They
go
took
in the
that
back,
out.
Go in the back way.
Oh, the
yeah.
back one. Okay.
Yeah, that's gone.
That's an idea then.
Yeah, we take the bus.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Try that.
Yeah, that's an idea.
Take the boat to the Magic Kingdom and go to the TTC.
Well, what Len is saying is that you park at the Fort Wilderness, what is that called, Depot?
Pioneer Hall.
You're not at Pioneer Hall, but you park in that general area. I'm not sure if that's settlement or – I think that's called the Depot. And then you take the bus to the Pioneer Hall area. Then you take the boat there to the Magic Kingdom, then take the monorail to Epcot. And then that way you have the car closest to Pioneer Hall. And so after Hoop-Dee-Doo, you can get to your car much faster.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, hold on.
The other thing we were wondering about, because there was a, you know, we do have the option to stick around a little bit. Are the 4th of July fireworks any better than any other night's fireworks?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I've seen them personally. It's just it's an amazing experience. It's very, very crowded, but it's worth seeing once in your lifetime.
Okay, well,
all right.
You make it tempting then to stick around.
Yeah, I would definitely stick around for it. So, Scopa, the second entrance, I see what you're saying on the map.
You know, you go up Blue Bonnet Creek Parkway, man.
Yeah, you go farther down.
You go past Port Orleans, and you go at the very end, and then you take a left, and you go past the two golf courses, and you take that first.
Yeah, we're gonna have someone try this to make sure that they can do that without getting in, without getting questioned.
That's been gone for almost a year, that's...
I didn't know the second one was. The first one, though, I thought it was still there, but I haven't stayed there it's been a year ago, December.
Well,
so should we watch the show notes to see? You said did you say that you're going to have somebody try the back?
Yeah, we'll have someone test it. Matt, just add it to the show notes.
Please. Okay,
cool. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Thanks, Patrick.
We got all of our ADRs booked for our February trip, and we're still talking to each other pretty well, so we're not going in our koozies this time.
it's not about talking to each other.
Yeah, exactly. You won't be seeing each other.
Too bad there's a special because it's Valentine's night.
Yeah, I know,
Valentine's
really.
Month.
It's a two-for-one something.
Our ADRs are for Chico on Friday night, for Garden Grill on Thursday lunch, and for
Kona
on
I would change
morning.
Your Garden Grill.
Yeah, I would change the Chico. I don't love it. I know everyone loves it.
Yeah, no, I'm agree with you, Len. I would change definitely change Garden Grill. I would back up Len.
Patrick's never calling in again.
I was at Garden Grill a couple of weeks ago, and I kind of agree with Matt. I wouldn't.
They changed the menu over there. It's really not that good at Garden Grill.
Yeah.
Hey, Lydia, why did you pick Garden Grill? Just because we were at Epcot?
I think so.
I would.
Okay, guys, where would you go for lunch at Epcot then?
Sunshine Season.
Yeah, Sunshine Season's a great. Do you want to sit down or there you go.
That's right. Let's tell you if you can get in. Yeah.
Yeah, Patrick, try about somewhere around 2 to 3 o'clock a seating at La Salle. You might have a shot.
Okay. Well, cool. We're going down in February. We'll be there for Valentine's Day. We're going down in hopefully 1st of June for a couple of days, and then that first week of July. And then we're trying to hit Mouse Fest at the end of the year. So going to try to get the most use out of these APs that we can.
That's fantastic.
Great. Thanks for calling.
Maybe we'll see you down there.
Cool. Yeah. Cool.
Thanks,
Patrick.
Nice. Very nice.
Thanks, folks.
And be sure to visit their website, patrickandlydia.com, where they have all sorts of great stuff in their blog.
Lydia. Oh, Lydia. That encyclopedia.
We have another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Lydia.
Who are you talking to?
I don't
David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth.
No, it's actually Jay from Asheville. How's it going, guys?
How's it going, Jay?
Hey, Jay. What can we do for you? Newell hung up on Jay.
Uh-huh,
it was
nice.
Jay from Asheville. Nice. Click.
Yeah, really.
He does send us free things, you know.
Wait a minute.
Please hang up on the deadbeat listeners.
Hang on.
Sorry about that. I'll get him
back
in.
Boy, I say I'm David Lee Roth and you cut me off. I'm pretty sure that was on purpose.
Wasn't from me.
I'm sorry.
How are you, Jay?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for your call and your plug, Matt. We appreciate it.
Jayhan.com.
Anyway, we decided to take our own little Matt's excellent adventure or Len's excellent adventure last week.
Awesome.
We went down. We tried to beat out that ice storm that was stretching across South Carolina and Georgia. So we drove all night and arrived for our reservations at Pop Century at 6:45 a.m.
Wow.
Without our AP passes after making AP reservations and after trying to figure out for about 10 minutes how to get AP passes before we could check in, the woman looked at us and said, "Are you just trying to check in?" And said, I said, "Yeah." She said, "Oh, well, get your passes at the park later. Let me give you a room."
Oh, nice.
And
wow.
They, check this right in. It's, instead of waiting till the afternoon, at 6:45, by 7 o'clock, we were in a 50s building. She's put us in the back by the lake, nice and quiet, and it was amazing.
That's great.
But I did want to ask if anybody knew anything about increased maintenance at the park. We were pretty shocked. I know it's normal for test track to break down, but we had the maelstrom stopped completely with the
SSL
weight. Someone will be, you know, be coming to get you. We had the Haunted Mansion stop a couple times. Even at Soarin', they couldn't get the pre-movie to line up with the doors opening and closing.
Really?
So
that's interesting.
It just seemed like an inordinate amount of things, you know, were kind of running a little loose there.
Yeah, that is a little odd. No, it's probably just a coincidence.
Yeah, that's what I would say. I don't think it's anything.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about it too much.
We had the 9-year-old birthday and the mother-daughter birthday with us, and they got awarded some, we were in Epcot, and they got awarded some magic passes for, fast passes for the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, cool.
And
that's awesome.
They've kind of restructured the new birthday system. Your button has a name on it when you get your birthday button.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. That's
and
nice.
And the cast members kind of sneakily mark you as you go through the line by giving you a red pass around your neck that they tell you to give to the person when you get up. And it, like Space Mountain wished the little girl a happy birthday while
nice.
We were shooting through it and some things like that. So
great.
Just kind of wanted to give a report and an update and say hi.
Thanks for calling in, Jay.
Take care now.
Bye-bye, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
Bye.